If I have this kind of power over these spirits, when I command these spirits that have been in this little girl's body, has been messing with her throat and everything else where she can't eat or drink anything, when I command those spirits to leave, what do they got to do? They got to leave. That's exactly right. It is written. They have to obey me. Once I got the sin taken care of, now you don't want to be like the guy that was casting demons out of a 13-year-old girl. This man and his wife were casting demons out of a 13-year-old girl, and he had two or three other pastors there. There was a couple of doctors there and a couple of nurses, because nobody had ever seen this, and this little girl was in an institution, and she was really bad. And the very first demons he cast out of that little girl, her hair was so knotted you couldn't comb it with a comb. And the very minute he got those demons out of her head, out of her hair, that little girl's hair just fell into total sweet, perfect little curly hair. Just as smooth. And somebody said, I don't believe that. Well, hey, okay, I don't care if you believe this or not. These things really happen. These demons are able to do that to us. But anyway, they go all day long. And I know what it is to be in a deliverance all day long. I've been in a few of them. But they continue to get this kicked out demons, and they're getting some of them out. Well, they come back the next day, and they're doing it again. About noon, this pastor, and he happens to be a pastor of a little Pentecostal church, and his wife, she's a great woman of God, and so they're kicking out these devils, and finally he gets tired, and he says, okay, I got to stop and have a drink of water and rest a little while. So he just leans back, and one of the other pastors said, I've seen you do it for a day and a half now. I know how it's done. I'll do it. He said, gets right in this little 13-year-old face. I command you in the name of Jesus to come out of her in Jesus' name. That little girl just turned her head, just as calm, and looked right in the eye and said, I don't have to obey you. You're sleeping with your church secretary. Oh, you reckon the devils know what kind of sin we're doing? Can you hide anything from the devils of hell? No, I don't have to obey you. You're not obeying God's word. No, I don't have to pay any attention to you. You have no power over me. You're sinning. Now, that sin could be lots of sins, couldn't it? It didn't have to be one of sleeping with your church secretary. It could be lying. He could have just as well said, I don't have to come out of you. I don't have to obey you because you're lying. Is it easy to tell a little lie once in a while? Sure. But is lying something God hates? Yes. You see, all the things he said that sin, you got to get rid of them. So anyway, whenever this experience went on for days with that little 13-year-old girl, they finally got that little girl set free. But we'll come back to little Allison. When we get back to Allison, I told her, I have all power and all authority over these demons. I'm going to command them to leave you, and they're never going to come back in the name of Jesus. I've learned in God's word when he says, now you leave and never come back. That's what he meant. And so I'm going to do the same things he did. I've learned how to do things from reading the word of God. So I said, now then, they're out. I mean, here she stands right here. Mom and Dad's right here with her. Mama's there. Grandma's there. And I cast these demons out. I said, now it's done. Jesus said it. You can go feed her anything you want to. That's your little daughter? What are you going to believe when you don't see a single thing happen? You're going to believe you? Oh, well, we're going to find out. You know, I mean, isn't it difficult to believe when you don't see nothing happen? We just spoke a few words. I mean, your little girl's healed. It's written in the Word. What did Jesus say he sent to heal us? His Word. That's right. He didn't say he sent Thurman to heal you, did he? He said, I sent Jesus and my Word to heal you. Is that what he said? So I said, you can go feed her. And the mother kept saying, but Thurman, it can't be that simple. I said, well, ma'am, it's written in the Word. I said, I don't know how much more you want than God said. And she said, well, I just don't believe if we feed her now, she's going to be able to take it. I said, well, then go home. Faith comes by hearing. So go home and y'all just start reading those scriptures. I said, read Galatians 3:13 over and over and over. And I said, read Luke 10:19-20. And I said, all these powerful promises, just get them in there. Romans 10:17. Just read these scriptures out loud over and over and over. And when faith comes, then I said, you can take her down and feed her. So they did that all day, every day for a week. They lived in Midland. So they went back to Midland from a healing school. And they wouldn't feed her. So they go back out there, and they're quoting the word for a week. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. And so they're quoting this over and over and over and over, believing God. And finally, by the next Saturday, the grandmother says, honey, her daughter, said, honey, it is written Jesus made us those promises. If he said it, he can't lie. Praise God for grandmamas, huh? Aren't we grateful for grandmamas? So she said, let's take her down to Logan's and buy her something to eat. Now, if any of you have ever been to Logan's, you know it's just eat up with peanuts. They got shells on the floor and everything else. So she said, we're going to leave that Epril shot at home. We ain't taking that thing because that would be unbelief. Ooh, this is really putting Grandma and Mama to the test, huh? So they leave the shot at home. Does faith move the hand of the king? Yes, it does. They go down and they walk into Logan Steakhouse. And Grandmama goes over and gets a bucket of peanuts and hands them to the little girl and says, let's go to a table and sit down. And as they're walking across there, crunch, 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 she says, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil. Is that a good place to quote that? I think that's a very good place to quote that, because that's God's word. And so they go over there and sit down, and she starts cracking up these little peanuts, and she starts eating them, and she eats all she wants and has no repercussions whatsoever. None whatsoever. So about 6 or 8 months later, they come back here and give their testimony. And then Mama said, and Daddy says, Thurman, the next time you go to GLC, which is in Odessa, could we put this testimony on tape? We'd like for everybody to know what Jesus done for our baby. I said, sure, no problem. I said, next time I start to go, I'll call y'all and tell you. I go out there every 3 months. I said, so I'll call you and let you know, and then y'all can meet me over there, and we'll make the testimony. So they came over, and we're sitting there, getting ready to make it, and the little girl says, Pastor Scrivener, can I ask you a question? I said, yes, ma'am, honey, you can ask me anything. She's 4 now. And she says, every once in a while, my mom and dad ask me to do something I don't want to do. Do I have to obey them? I said, no, honey, you don't have to. You don't have to obey your mom and dad. But I said, do you like being well? Oh, I love being well. I said, you love being able to eat anything? Oh, I love that. I said, well, if you don't obey them, you're going to go back where you were. Because the Word of God says, children, obey your parents in all things so that it may go well with you and that you may have a long life on the earth. Do you think God meant that? Y'all really believe God meant that? Then why do children not obey their parents? Hey, if God said in His Word, children, obey your parents in all things, because this is the will of God, that it may go well with you. Do you like being well? You want to know why we got so many children that are sick and afflicted? Because they don't obey mom and dad. And then He says it will bring a long, healthy life to you. But you know, they never think about it when they're 16, 18. Mom and dad's telling me this junk that comes out of the Bible. They're just trying to keep me from having a good time. I know how they think. They're old fogey. No. They're trying to tell you what God says. Is that right? If God said it, children, obey your parents in all things that it may go well with you and that you may have a long life on the earth, do you think that really works? I know it works. I know it works. I've seen it many times. So, we done the testimony after that, after she said, I will obey my mom and dad. And so she did. And so we made the testimony. Now years, 2 or 3 years, whatever has gone by. And if you haven't seen little Allison's testimony back there, we got it back there on the back, you know, on the left-hand side back there on the glass. Get you a copy of it and look at Allison's testimony. But we've seen many, many, many testimonies like this of people getting healed. Now, what caused the problem? Sin. In every case, it was sin. It was never just a coincidence. It was always sin. Now then, it says, you must have your mind renewed, Romans 12:12. Let's go to Romans 12:12, and let's see what the Word of God says in Romans 12. You're going to have to do some studying if you want to get anything from God. You got to get in the Word. You can't watch television every night. You know, some people come home from work and watch television 2, 3, 4, 5 hours. Not Christian television. Worldly television. Feed the trash of the world into their minds and their hearts. And don't ever talk to God. And they never pray over their food, never thank Him for what they're doing, never thank Him when they wake up in the morning, never praise Him in thinking that, Lord, I thank You that I have good eyes I can see. Thank You, Lord, that I have good ears I can hear. Never praise Him in thanking for nothing. And then you wonder why you're sick and afflicted. Be glad for all God is planning for you. Be patient and always be prayerful. That's Romans 12:2. How did I say that? 12:12. Okay, I meant 12:2. I'm sorry, Charles. 12:2. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world. Now, this is what we do. This is what we do. But let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. You got to start thinking. If you come here to get healing today, before you leave here today, you got to have it in your knower. I am healed. When you walk out of here today, you got to know that the Word of God guarantees when you get rid of your sin, and whatever your sin was, you're going to tell God you're going to get rid of it. You ain't never going to do it again. You're going to walk holy in His presence. And then you and your husband, you're going to stand on God's Word. And when you stand on His Word and speak His Word, renew your mind every day with the Word, knowing that God said it, it's done. I guarantee the King will heal you. Just like the day with Judy down there whenever I prayed for her. I was so amazed, this little Baptist woman, also dried up, dying with breast cancer. When I asked her if she had heard enough of God's Word to be healed, she said, yes. She said, you come over here and cast this demon of hell out of me right now, and I'm going to be healed right now. Now, that ain't bad for a Baptist woman. You agree with that? But she got it. She had got it. She knew she had something she didn't want, and they were killing her. And so I cast them out in the name of Jesus, and she believed she was healed and got up and went with me. Praise God for her and her husband. But and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That's in the King James. So how are you going to renew your mind? With the Word. We renew our mind with the things of the world. You know, it amazes me. I run into some young boys, and they're boys over at church, and they're out playing football over at church. And I say, boys, name me the 12 apostles. The 12 apostles? Well, I don't know who they are. Which one's your favorite team? The Dallas Cowboys. Can you name me the lineup on the Dallas Cowboys? Oh, they just go right down the line. And this boy did this. He made this many tackles, and this guy made this many passes. Man, they got all kinds of statistics in their little hearts.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled, Miracles Are Available to Us, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.